Colorado Morning Show got together. We talked to Aaron Hipsch, Ithaca High School boys basketball coach, about an upcoming outstanding alumni edition of basketball coming up on Saturday night. Aaron, how are you doing these days?
Oh, not too bad. We're just getting into the grind of January basketball and enjoying the holidays, and now we got to get back to it. So,
how many times have you had alumni basketball nights before here at Ithaca?
So this is the second annual alumni game, boys and girls. So it's just kind of starting to get going. You know, maybe as we get our feet under ourselves a little bit, it can turn into a tournament. But it's a great opportunity for people to support the programs, come back and see some of your former classmates, former teammates play a little ball, and you know, maybe some of the mom and dads, they can show their kids that they still got it.
Is it a fundraiser for Ithaca basketball programs?
Correct, yep. So all proceeds will be going to the Ithaca girls and boys basketball programs.
Have you had good response so far?
Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't been difficult at all to find people to play. So I think the response is growing as we get going. Like I said, it's only the second year, but as this gets going and the word of mouth passes around, I think it can only go up from here.
Have you had the girls and boys alumni games the same night before?
Yep, last year was the same. The women's game started at 6 last year, and the men's at 7:30, and it will be the same this year.
And in terms of the history of Ithaca basketball, it'd be nice to see some of those women players come back from the 80s and 90s, if possible, wouldn't it?
Well, absolutely. They had some excellent teams and obviously some great ball players. I know they were obviously coached very well with Mr. Donahoe. But absolutely, yeah, and anybody is welcome to come back. And obviously, you know, there's some good basketball to be played there.
How will the teams be divvied up there, so to speak?
Yep, so everybody they'll show up and we'll either shoot for teams or draw sticks. That hasn't exactly been worked out, but it'll just be randomized. Once we get there, everybody will put their name in a pool and we'll split the teams accordingly.
So you try to get some of the younger players mixed in with the older players, so you know you don't have just a bunch of old people like me playing on one team, right?
I've learned, you know, going to the community center on Wednesday nights that, you know, some of these older guys have some tricks up their sleeves, so it's not always how fast you get up and down the court, but if you know the game and know how to use your body and read the floor, you can play at any age.
Yeah, that's true. Or you can bucket hang too, can't you?
There you go. You can always cherry pick. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Absolutely. And so that's why you'd like to see more bodies out there playing, so you can kind of rotate and, you know, everybody can get a rest then that way.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think any of us are shying away from the fact that we're probably not in the shape that we were in high school, so frequent breaks are never a bad idea.
Can you give us any indication of some of the boys basketball players that will be coming back for Saturday night's game?
Well, my Uncle Bill, first and foremost, will be there. But if he's listening to this, you know, he better know that we're not taking it easy on him. But so he'll be back, and some of my former classmates. We'll leave it as a surprise.
Okay. So Bill might be one of the older alumnus so far that's coming back, right?
I think that's fair to say. I don't know if you would like to claim that title, but we'll see.
Lots of stories to be told. I'm sure they'll get a little taller on Saturday night, won't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So how does the basketball clubs, how do you make money from this event, Aaron?
So it's a free will offering to anybody that comes. And any player that decides to join, we are asking for just a $5 donation. And then there's a concession stand running as well. The main item there will be pizzas, any of your Tombstone, Jack's, any of those. And then, obviously your Gatorade and your soda and your water and maybe a few baked goods, stuff like that. But concession stands and free will offering are the best way to go about it.
Have people been signing up online, or how's the best way to get your name in there?
Yeah, so you can contact me at aaron.hipsch@ithaca.k12.wisconsin.us. That is my email. And then you can also contact me via text at 608-475-3601. Boy or girl, you can contact me, and then if you're looking to get in the girls' game, I can send your contact info towards David Klang, the girls' coach, and we can get you signed up from there.
So online, is there information somewhere on the Ithaca website where people can learn more about it?
Yeah, so on the school announcements, if you go to the school page, it is on there. I know the Ithaca Boys basketball page, which I run, has shared a little information and a little flyer on Facebook on the game. And then I think, you know, starting to make its rounds on Facebook as people start to share it and whatnot. So
I think there's an Ithaca alumni website, if I'm not mistaken, or a Facebook page, isn't there?
You know, I guess, you know, I'm not 100% sure on that. I just know of the Ithaca Boys basketball Facebook page, but there could very well be.
Okay. And the boys, you know, you're getting back at it after Christmas, getting a few games in here and there. And this is kind of the time when it gets, sometimes it can be a grind. Are there some steps you can take to kind of keep them going here and looking positive in January?
Yeah, I mean, for us, there's no time to dwell on the past or look ahead. I mean, we have a lot of games coming up. So, I mean, yeah, if we weren't in shape before, we're going to be in shape pretty quickly here after the break. So,
well, I look at the teams that you've played. I looked at the recent Wiz Sports rankings, and if you've played some of them, you've had more to come, but there are a lot of teams in your division that are highly rated this year, Aaron.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's a great thing. I think, you know, the kids are starting to understand that anytime you play teams of that caliber, you only get better. And you know, as they say, iron sharpens iron, and I think we've learned a lot about ourselves as a team, what we need to work on. So you know, it's only good things come from playing quality opponents.
Do you get the kids involved with the alumni day as well?
Yep. So we'll have a few kids reffing and maybe running the concession stands, and you know, running scoreboard, running scorebook, things of that nature.
Well, I think it's important for them to see some of the players from the past and what it means to them to come back and be a part of it, right?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, if these guys and gals are going to come back and support our program, I think, you know, it's very good to show face and show appreciation towards these people, because, you know, they don't have to do this. So, you know, it's very, very good to be grateful and show face when people are going to, you know, donate towards your cause.
Who are the official coaches of the teams going to be?
You know, I don't think there are any official coaches. You know, it might be by committee, so we'll have to see what happens. That might be a little dispute there to see who, you know, takes the reins, but we'll find out when we get there, I guess.
Either get promoted or demoted or something like that if you're going to be the coach, I think. So,
I suppose so.
Yeah. So David Klang is running the girls' portion of it then, it sounds like?
Correct. Yep. He's the point of contact. You know, I don't know if I want to give his contact information without getting permission first, but if anybody wants to contact me, they have my number and email, and I can send them his way. So.
All right. Again, what time are the doors open on Saturday for this event?
So there's a three-point contest starting at 5 p.m., free will offering. So I'd expect doors right around 4:30 to probably open.
Oh, we haven't even talked about the three-point contest. Is that open to everybody?
That is correct. Sorry about that. That is a co-ed three-point contest, so anybody willing to enter. And again, that's a free will offering, so whatever the heck you want to donate. I mean, if it's a couple bucks, it's a couple bucks. Whatever.
So are you timed on that, the number of shots you can get in a certain amount of time, Aaron?
No. We're looking at probably doing three shots from five different spots around the three-point line, working from corner to wing to top of the key to wing to corner. You know, and then I have it in a tournament style, winner's advance, and then we'll find a champion that way.
That'll be something for people to look forward to if they want to get there early and enjoy some snacks and watch that before the games begin, right?
There you go. Get that jump shot working before the game starts, too. Not a bad idea.
Absolutely. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add about Saturday night?
Nothing about Saturday. I would like to also note Friday, February 7th, the boys and girls basketball teams will play a doubleheader at home against DeSoto. That night, we will be running a silent auction with all proceeds going towards the girls and boys basketball program. Girls game starting at 5:45, boys roughly 7:15. So we're asking anybody that is willing, if you wanted to donate something simple as a pie that you made, or say you own a small business, if you're willing to donate a gift card, that would be phenomenal. But we're just looking to get that word out there right now. And then obviously you can contact me with the information that I shared earlier.
That's awesome. Sometimes those home-baked pies, those might be the winner of the night, right?
You know what? I can't disagree with that sentiment. I certainly would pay a little money for a homemade pie.
Absolutely. Good. Well, that's coming up on the 7th of February then. Something Correct. To look forward yep. to. All right, Aaron. Well, good luck with your event. We hope it goes well on Saturday. And if there's any alumnus listening, or maybe moms or grandmas or whatever, pass the word and send them to Ithaca then, right?
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for getting the word out.
You bet. Aaron Hipp joining us, Ithaca Boys basketball coach from WRCO.